Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You bet.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
BTK, Bind, Torture, Kill, Dennis Rader, the man behind that horrible moniker, in prison for the rest of his life in Kansas. But there's more, apparently, now to the story of Dennis Rader that some suspected may come to light at some point. Others thought, no, maybe he's already revealed all. But Oklahoma officials have recently unearthed crucial evidence from the former property of the notorious serial killer Dennis Rader in Park City, Kansas, where I used to live, actually. I would drive by that lot. I know exactly what it looks like. I know exactly where it is. Lovely little Chinese place across the street. That also pierces ears, which is when I stopped going to the Chinese restaurant.
So I'm this is weird. That's a really strange combination.
Your orange chicken is delicious, but, you know, piercing ears while you wait for the food, it's a bit much. Anyway, the disturbing discovery included personal items and other binding-type items, according to Osage County Sheriff Eddie Vierden. The sheriff's department also found pantyhose with unique knots tied around the points where they would potentially wrap around a person's wrist or ankle. Dennis Rader, infamously known as the BTK Killer, the acronym for Bind, Torture, Kill, was a church leader and a Boy Scout volunteer. He's currently incarcerated, serving multiple life sentences for 10 murders that took place around Wichita between 1974 and 1991. Today, Rader emerges as now a prime suspect in the cold case disappearance of Cynthia Dawn Kinney, a 16-year-old from Oklahoma. The sheriff's office has also linked Rader to other unsolved murders, but this one does seem to ring very true of Dennis Rader. Rader's involvement in these heinous crimes has been a matter of significant speculation. Sheriff Vierden is convinced about Rader's connection to the 1976 disappearance of Kinney, saying Rader is 100%, in my opinion, the guy, Vierden remarked. However, both Rader and his daughter have persistently denied these accusations. In a previous excavation conducted in April at Rader's home, officials uncovered vital evidence that was kept under wraps. This week's dig could have been another discreet operation if not for the word getting out. Sheriff Vierden explained that the secrecy was not to hide information, but rather to protect the affected families and to ensure that the investigation remains uncompromised. Sheriff Vierden provided insight into the recent findings, stating the items were deliberately placed 14 to 16 inches below the ground. The depth is significant as it reflects Rader's meticulous nature and his history of retaining souvenirs from his victims. Two separate locations in the property revealed deliberately buried items. One such location had its soil replaced with a sand-like substance and appeared to have a brick floor with shingles, possibly to shield the buried items. The sheriff remains uncertain whether these found items pertain to the 10 murders for which Rader is currently serving his sentences or if they relate to the newer cases that he is suspected of. One of the primary cold cases linked to Rader is that of Cynthia Dawn Kinney. Kinney mysteriously vanished in 1976 after reportedly leaving her family's laundromat and possibly entering a 1965 faded beige Plymouth with two women. Several clues hint at Rader's involvement, including a cryptic message in a book he was penning before his arrest, referencing a 1976 killing titled Project Bad Laundry Day. Further.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Rader's known for familiarity with the Oklahoma region, combined with his occupation as a regional installer of ADT, which would have put him in proximity to the area during Kinney's disappearance. It strengthens the suspicions of his involvement. Rader is under investigation for his potential involvement in other tragic incidents, like the unfortunate case of Shauna Beth Garber from Missouri. It should be noted, though, about the Shauna Beth Garber one, there was a rape involved in that. Rader, if you're talking about reps, if you're talking about pattern of behavior, never raped the victims. So,
and we know that for a fact.
We know that for a fact. Now, did he pleasure himself, for lack of a better term, while these people were bound, tortured, and then killed? Yes. But rape, meaning penetration rape, was never part of his MO, which makes it a little bit more questionable on the Shauna Beth Garber situation. But the Cynthia Dawn Kinney is very much his calling card. Kerry Ross and Rader's daughter broke her prolonged silence to collaborate with the Osage County Sheriff's Office in their ongoing investigation. Rawson disclosed that she had directed the sheriff's office to inspect specific areas where Rader had previously buried their family pet. She also reestablished contact with her father, confronting him about the new allegations. Although he reiterated his innocence, Rawson observed that he frequently altered his alibis, which she believes could be attributed to his deteriorating memory due to his age. However, regardless of these findings and suspicions, Rawson remains conflicted. She committed or commented, "I'm still not 100% sure my dad did commit any more at this point," but also emphasized the importance of discovering the truth, stating, "If my dad has harmed somebody else, we need answers." That's exactly what it looks like they're doing. I did see Sheriff Virden the other night on with Ashley Banfield on News Nation. And I gotta say, it was a rather odd interview. Did you get a chance to see that at all?
No, I didn't. Why was it odd?
It was odd because he was playing with the pantyhose on camera.
What?
Yes.
Evidence.
It's evidence. Exactly. I had that.
Was it the exact set that they found?
Yes. He's like, because Ashley's like, "Can you show us any of the evidence that you've unearthed?" And I'm assuming, I mean, she knew this early on. I'm guessing he probably said, "And we could probably show you the evidence on TV." And so it's like, okay, let's cue him up. And he's like, "I can show you the pantyhose that we found back in April." And he did have gloves on, but he did hold them up to the camera and he did show, you know, the knot on there. And I mean, they were dirty old pantyhose that had been underground for multiple decades, but it was rather weird seeing them handled on camera. I cringe.
That's compromising, isn't it?
I would think possibly. And if you have an ongoing investigation, grabbing the evidence and playing with it on TV for Ashley seems a little odd. It just seems a little like, look what we got, kids.
Oh,
like, this is not
dear.
How you handle evidence. I was just talking with Jennifer Coffendaffer about that earlier today. And she too kind of cringed and was like, everybody kind of has different protocols and such. Like, if it was FBI, we wouldn't be touching. It'd be in a secure bag, not being touched, locked away, not on camera on Banfield. But I digress. They are investigating this. It seem a bit odd. But I do wonder how far this is going to go. And I also wonder how much, I mean, Dennis is someone who's played with the media his entire murderous career. From the very beginning, he's got to be sitting there salivating at this because he's getting attention again. And it makes me wonder, how much did he plan on eventually this one coming out, knowing that at some point he'll be back in the spotlight for a crime that he committed? And I'm also curious as to if he's going to attempt to play any games with anybody.
Well, and that I've got a question about that. Let me ask you this. Since he did like to play with the media, kind of a cat and mouse game, could it be possible that he planted things to make it look like here's some more evidence from a potential case just so that they'd find it later on, kind of a time capsule of sorts to get him back into the news when maybe in fact it's not related to anybody?
I don't think he's smart enough to do that. I don't think he was as forward thinking enough to do that sort of a thing. But I do believe these are items that were involved in crimes. Whether or not it's involved in the 1976 disappearance of Cynthia Dawn Kinney, we don't know right now. But at the same point, these could have been pieces of evidence from murders that he's already been convicted of. He hid stuff everywhere. He called it his hidey holes. And that's quite literally what they just found this week in Park City when they unearthed some of that that ground on that vacant lot. I believe Carrie Rawson said to them to go look where he buried the dog and also underneath where he once had a work shed that he very much did not allow the family to go into.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, it's a whole new chapter in the story of BTK, one that we will continue to watch for you here very, very closely.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.